Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he brings insight into the benefits of praying in the Spirit all the time. What does it do? How do you do it? And what results does it bring? Now let's join Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we bless you and praise you today. And Father, with all of my heart, with all of my mind and strength, all of my soul, all of my spirit, my soul, and all that is within me, I give you praise and honor for manifesting yourself in yesterday's broadcast and bringing healing from cancer for that person and many others. But that one specific person that I saw in the spirit, thank God they've been made whole. Thank you, Father. I praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus. And I bring you all of the honor, sir. All of the honor to the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Rather than go back through a number of scriptures that we've been through all week, I want to have a little more time to spend in speaking in the Spirit, by the Spirit of God in other tongues. Jesus said in John 6:63, it is the Spirit that makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, in the 14th chapter of the book of John, Jesus said, believest thou not I'm in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells within me, he does the works. Now then, let's come down. Read the 12th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter. Now, as long as Jesus was there, he was their comforter. He was their helper. He was their intercessor. He was their standby. He was their advocate. He was everything to them. That he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it can't see him, neither knows him. You will know him, you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Now, I want us to go from that to the book of Acts. Amen. I want us to read here verse 7 of the first chapter. He said, it is not for you to know the times and seasons, for the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power. Now, this word power is the word dunamis, which is the same word. Now, see, this... when you got born again, the Spirit of God, you were born of the Spirit, and the Spirit came inside you. But now when you were baptized with the Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit coming upon you. They were all already born again. You shall receive power. That's the same word. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So, and when the Holy Ghost, after that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses and so forth. Now, let's go over to the 14th chapter of John, because when people are baptized in the Holy Ghost, they speak with other tongues. Now, we're talking about speaking in the Spirit. Howbeit, 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit, in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. Weymouth translation. Anyway, it said he speaks divine secrets with God. That's what tears the devil up. So you're talking secrets with God, and he ain't got a clue what you're talking about. Now, verse 4, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He builds himself up. That we get our word edifice from that, the building up. We get a Greek-speaking person says, I'm going to charge my battery in my car. He uses that Greek word. I'm going to build up my battery. He uses that Greek word. Jude 20 says, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in tongues. So you can do this anytime. Well, Brother Coleman, I heard somebody ask my spiritual father, Oral Roberts. They said, do you mean that you just turn God on and off anytime you want to? He said, no. He's always so kind with people like that. He said, no. He's always on. It's me I turn off on and off anytime I want to, praise God. Well, see, he's speaking from the Scripture, because here it is in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Verse 13, let him that speaketh, now the word unknown in the King James translation is in italics. That means that the translators put it in there to help you understand that it's not an unknown tongue. It's unknown to you. It's a tongue you didn't learn. So it's not known to you. Our youth group was in Honduras not too long ago, and they were in the jungle ministering to people, some of the people in there had never seen light-skinned people before. And two of these young people were ministering to this woman, and they spoke very little Spanish. She spoke no English at all. I don't think she'd ever heard the English language. And they got separated from their interpreter. And so she accepted Jesus as her Lord and her Savior. And she began to praise God in perfect English. Ha, 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 glory to God. I know of other situations that I'm personally acquainted with where that took place. Amen. And so, see, it wasn't an unknown language. It's just unknown to her. Now, notice this. If I pray in an unknown tongue or a tongue that I didn't learn, my spirit prayeth. Let me read that to you now out of the Amplified Translation. I really do like this because it makes it so, so clear. Where he said, what am I to do? Now notice this. My spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Okay, 13. Therefore, the person who speaks in an unknown tongue should pray that he interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit, this is what I want you to get, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. My spirit, I'm doing the praying. My spirit, the real me, is praying by unction or anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit praying, it's me. My mind is unproductive, bears no fruit. Now listen, what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me. I will also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that's within me. I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also. Now, what's he saying? This is an act of my will. I can bow my Lord. I just praise you. I can do that anytime I want to, and so can you, and you know it, and I know it. Well, it's my choice. Brother Copeland, that looks like I ought to feel something. Now, feelings don't have anything to do with it. See, you're trying to step out of the spirit realm. Now, in the spirit, you can do that and be just as dry. You don't have to feel a thing. But I don't have to feel something when I'm, and I can pray by faith and believe I receive when I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I confess the Word of God according to Mark 11, 23 and 24. I'm healed, praise God, and I believe I receive my healing, praise God. I'm doing that because I will to do it. But by the same token, I can say, praise God, I want to thank you, Father, that I received my healing. I see it in your word where it belongs to me, and I'm praying about it, and I thank you for it, and I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to pray about this with my spirit, because my spirit knows more about it than my head does. Now, let me tell you something else about praying with the spirit. It says it builds you up. All the time I'm praying in the spirit, it's building my spirit up. It's building up my spirit. I want you to get this now. You build up your physical body with physical exercise. You build up your spirit with spiritual exercise. Huh? You need to be, let me ask you something else. Can you be sitting here? I'm praying right now. You just can't hear me. Can you do that anytime you want to? You can be, in the grocery store line. You're waiting to get up there and you just, Lord, I pray for these people in here. Thank you, Father. I thank you. Or you can be standing there saying, you know, I'm praying for that situation at school. Without ever even moving your lips. No, right now I'm doing it in tongues. You mean I can pray that? Well, yeah. You think God will hear me? You really want me to answer that? You think He heard you when you were praying in your, That's how silly you and me can be from time to time and think something, dear Lord. You know, I don't even want to get into that. But anyway, what am I doing? I'm building up my spirit. I'm not only building up my spirit. 28th chapter of Isaiah, with a stammering lip and another tongue will I speak to these people, and this is the rest. You can rest your spirit at the same time you're building it up, making it stronger. There's body builders and there's spirit builders. Amen. So, I'm doing this, I'm praying this. Now, something else. I'm just praying to praise God and just exercise my spirit. And just do this a lot, man. Just do it a lot. You're driving down the highway and just you're going to work and you've been listening to, you know what? You people that have to get stuck in traffic twice a day, why are you listening to the trash? Why are you listening to the news? Why are you listening to something else on that horrible radio? When you could have the Word of God playing to you all the time, praise God, and then all the time you're praying in the Spirit instead of, why are you hogging your horn at me? That stuff will kill you. But this stuff will build you up. You'll be so rested by the time you get home. I mean, you're saying, man, I feel better than I did, when I left office. Now, I want to talk, this, You don't detect these things with your flesh. When I first began to learn this, I was driving. I was still going to school there in Tulsa at ORU. And I was driving. I had begun to learn quite a bit of it, but this time I was living and walking by faith. I was far enough into the Word, working with Oral Roberts and studying under Kenneth Hagin at the same time and all this. And I thought, you know, that says if I pray in tongues, I edify myself. So I had a speaking engagement in Lubbock, Texas, and I was driving from Lubbock to Tulsa in my old worn-out 100,000-mile Oldsmobile, which took a lot of praying. And that was another miracle one time. Anyway, I'm driving home. I said, well, I'm just going to do this all the way home. I had my little tape recorder with me and set it there in the front seat. All we had back there then is those old carbon D-sized batteries, and took a grocery sack full of them just to listen to both sides of one tape. They wouldn't last any time, not like the batteries we have now. So by going back, I said, you know what? I'm just going to pray in tongues all the way home. So I did, and you know, it took a long time to drive from Lubbock town, particularly in that car. So, and I did it all the way home. And I thought, well, if I'm edified, I can't tell it. My throat's real dry. And, well, okay. But the Word says I am, so it must be. And I walked in the house, and Gloria said, Tommy Tyson is speaking at a prayer group. And Tommy's so special to Gloria and me. And I don't care how tired I was. If Tommy's speaking, I'm going. So I said, yeah, let's go. So we went over there, and Tommy spoke for a good little while. There's a prayer group in a person's home, but it's a large home. It had a large kitchen, dining room area, a lot of people in there. Well, Gloria and I are sitting here, and at that close, Tommy said, anybody in here that hands would be laid on you for healing? Well, this woman lifted her hand. Excuse me. Brother Tommy said, Kenneth, turn around and lay your hands on, and called her by her name. She's sitting right behind Gloria. I said, yes, sir. You know, at least my throat wasn't dry. I'd had a glass of water. I mean, I felt great because I've been in here. I wasn't tired from that drive all that much. But I didn't even have that on my mind. I turned around. When I laid hands on that woman, whoa, man, bah! Man, something exploded on the inside of me. See, my spirit was edified, not my body. My spirit was built up. I mean, it was charged. It was on high alert. When I said, in the name of Jesus, boom, man, I mean, the power of God hit her and hit me. And then, you know, she and I and Gloria and all the whole bunch of us just kind of went wild there for a little bit. Oh, sure, she got healed. Well, this is what he's talking about here. So much of the time, particularly us preachers, when we're preaching out of our spirit, we're preaching by faith, and we're drawing our life force out of our spirit, pouring it into other people. Well, you need to replenish your faith with the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and faith is a spiritual force, just the way you have to eat physical food to keep physical strength. You have to eat spiritual food to make your faith strong. But this spiritual rest and this spiritual force needs to come from praying in the Spirit all the time. I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.